Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. And just had a busy weekend for our spring weather. We had our annual townwide yard sale that turned out pretty well, plus a few other events. But we want to get right down to business today. And we're going to talk with something called Cart to the Cat. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
All right, and yourself? Okay, what is Cart to Cats?
Cart to Cats is a mobile bait and tackle company that we started back in September of last year. There's really no big tackle shops and bait shops around that has a little bit of everything, and prices are kind of high, so we decided to go ahead and start one ourselves and try to bring some quality product to everybody that everybody can afford.
Okay, now how exactly does this work?
Well, as of right now, we have a online store, carttocats.com. You can order anything off there through us. We ship directly anywhere in the U.S. We don't do international right now, but we're trying to get there. We're still building. But we look to open up a brick-and-mortar store. We're hoping maybe the end of this year, first of next year. That's where we're at right now with it, Robert.
Okay. Now, this mobile bait and tackle, you actually bring stuff out to people?
Yes, sir. If they call us within a, say, a 20-mile radius, we'll actually bring it. We'll meet them at the dock. If that's what we need to do, we'll actually bring it to them. That's kind of what sets us apart. We'll actually bring the tackle store to you instead of the other way around.
Okay, and how did you come up with this idea?
Actually, we went fishing. Me and Lynn went fishing, and we got home about 4 in the morning, sitting there drinking coffee, and I think she come up with the original idea. Why don't we do a bait and tackle, make it mobile? And it just took off from there.
Okay.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, that's what we did, Robert. And well, I say we started out as that. Yeah, you know, that's what we wanted to do, and we set out and got a enclosed trailer and started, you know, the process of getting your business license and all of that stuff that you do to be legal. And then it was the great hunt of all the vendors.
Okay. What are your operating hours?
Right now, we operate 6 days a week, generally starting around 9 to 9 usually. We're fixing to get the bait, the live bait in, besides the you know, your regular crickets and worms and that. We're fixing to do live bait. Once we do that, hours probably change because you got the early morning fishermen. So we'll probably run 5 to 9, probably 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. During the summer months. Once they get that put in, but that's in the process. You know, we're still building, still a relatively young company. So we, you know, doing as we can as we go.
Okay. And what are your prices? Do you give us a price range of some of your different products?
Yes, sir. Right now we're selling our brand hooks. We have our own brand hooks, our own brand swivels. Right now on the website, I think they're going 20 hooks for $5. Quality's there. I've tested all the products we have and make sure it's the quality stuff. So in comparison to major brands, I wouldn't be scared to compare it to anything out there right now. And I've tried to bark the hooks go and the swivels go. I've tried my best to break them just to see if they would. And I've yet to break one or bend one. So the quality's there, you know, quality products for a cheaper price. ain't got a lot to spend on tackle these days, and that was kind of our mindset, you know, make it affordable for everybody, because that's one of the things we preach. We want, you know, people to take kids fishing and get out of the house. And I seen a quote on Twitter the other day. It said, more tackle boxes and less Xboxes. I thought that was appropriate for this time of day.
Okay, and I just want everyone out there to know that you're not just here to make the money. You are involved in the community. Tell us about the event you helped out with this weekend.
Yes, sir. We helped with the Kids Rodeo in Star Fort Pond in 96 with the DNR Kids Rodeo. Helped sponsor it. We had 150, close to 200 kids there. And the parents, it was a good time. We're working on getting a video up of that. We also have a YouTube channel that we're working on. We also did the Special Olympics last weekend with the law enforcement torch run that they do. We helped sponsor it. We have this coming weekend the mother-son fishing derby at Lake Greenwood on the 13th. We're also sponsoring that. So we're trying to give back to the community. Just let them know we're here. We try to keep it local. So, anybody that makes tackle, any kind of tackle, really, if they want to bring it to us and let us test it, and we'll put it on the website. And like I said, it's not about the money. We really want to advocate about getting kids out, get them involved, get outside, take kids fishing. So we try to give back to the community. And if anybody has another fishing rodeo or anything like that going on that they need some help with, just let us know. And we'll be glad to help, you know, as we can.
Okay. And Lakeland's Overfeed Door and Installation and Mosquito Authority, they're working with you guys this weekend, too. Now, what's your contact information again if someone wanted to make a purchase?
If they want to make a purchase, they can go on the website. It's carpthecats.com. All the information is there. Secured site, user-friendly site. If not, they can call us directly, 864-993-2222 or 864-993-0209. They can get directly in touch with us.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Not really. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate the opportunity to try to get the message out about it. You know, new tackle company. You know, buy local. What I preach: buy local. Try to keep community going, keep it growing. That's what we're all about. We're hoping to grow. Get bigger, so we actually have to hire some people, and those people would come from 96, try to get back and try to put some jobs in there.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, and I'm trying to do my part. So.
Yes,
all right, you guys, thanks a lot, and have a good one. Hopefully you'll have a good success this summer. And everyone out there, support local businesses, please. They really need your help. And all that money goes back into your community. So I'm your host, Robert Hart, and I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.
Bye, Robert. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye-bye.